Public Health Ontario reported 577 new COVID cases today for September 13. The latest updates noted 683 recoveries. The report includes 6 deaths that have occurred in the last month, and 1 death that occurred more than 1 month ago, for a total of 7 deaths. The September 13 update provided by the province's public health agency also reported the following data. Included in the new cases reported today are 349 unvaccinated people, 54 partially vaccinated people, 125 fully vaccinated people, and 43 cases where the vaccination status is unknown. Missing health card data, 6,103 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 6,216 yesterday. 363 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 166 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 26 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients who are not in the ICU are 138 unvaccinated people, 8 partially vaccinated people, and 38 fully vaccinated people. There are 102 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 17 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. Included in the ICU cases are 98 unvaccinated people, 9 partially vaccinated people and 9 fully vaccinated people. 10,195,431 Ontarians, about 69% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated and another 821,164, 6% of Ontario population, have a single dose of COVID vaccine. Approximately 26% of the population, including children, is unvaccinated. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 11 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 7 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 1.6 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 21,133 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 2.3% positivity rate. Provincial labs have processed 17.5 million tests to date. Of the new cases reported today, 116 are from Toronto, 67 are from Peel, 18 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 46 are from York Region. Today's new cases include 97 individuals under 12 years old, 79 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 216 people between 20 and 39 years old, 137 people between 40 and 59 years old, 38 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 10 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 575,796 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 560,069 recoveries and 9,624 deaths. As of September 13, 29, 428 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 5,723 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 3,907 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 33.8 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 4% from the week beginning August 29. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 448 cases, weekly rate of 10.2 cases per 100,000 people. There are 13 known active cases. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 725 cases, weekly rate of 15.5 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 727 cases. There are 25 known active cases. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,186 cases, weekly rate of 4.7 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,188 cases. There are 6 known active cases. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,319 cases, weekly rate of 16.6 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,343 cases. There are 47 known active cases. Timiskaming Health Unit, 209 cases, weekly rate of 3 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 210 cases. There are no known active cases. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,137 cases, weekly rate of 7.4 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,136 cases. There are 12 known active cases. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,388 cases, weekly rate of 10.8 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 3,387 cases. There are 15 known active cases. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.